This segment is brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.
Good day and welcome to another very special edition of Export Passport Radio Show. My name is Tahir Balbulia and I will be your host for today's episode. Joining me today is a very special guest, none other than E. Sandra Reeks, the owner of Earth Mother Botanicals, which we often call the grandmother of skincare products in Barbados. Today's episode will be a tad bit different, where E. Sandra Reeks will be given an introduction into her products and Earth Mother Botanicals, but she'll be doing the interview with the founder and CEO of Earth Mother Botanicals, Amy LeMay. E, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tahir. I had a chuckle when you called Earth Mother Botanicals the grandmother of skincare products, and certainly we have been around for well over 20 years. Thank you for inviting us onto the radio show. I have with me also the CEO and head lead formulator for Earth Mother Botanicals, Miss Amy LeMay.
Good morning to here, and good morning to the listeners. It's been a long time. I'm happy to be here and happy to talk about Earth Mother Botanicals and our products. So Earth Mother Botanicals got started in 1999. I came down to Barbados, and originally I came to teach others how to make soap and how to make products, teach them a little bit more about herbal formulation. And what happened was people came to the classes and they loved it, but no one seemed to want to take it up as a business. Everyone was saying, I don't want to make the products myself. I want to buy them from you. So that's how we ended up getting started making products in Barbados.
That's great, Ames. You know, I've always enjoyed the story and the history of Earth Mother Botanicals, and hearing it from you is always wonderful. There's that one story that you told, because this is the reality of the product and the reality of the product line. How the very first product you created, what would be the first product that was created by you for Earth Mother Botanicals?
That would be the Green Earth Salve. The Green Earth Healing Salve came out of, I had a woman come to me who had terminal cancer, and part of it was skin cancer, but it had metastasized all over her body, and she knew she didn't have a lot of time left, but she wanted quality of life while she still had time. And her whole upper chest was all raw. She couldn't go out because anything rubbing on it was painful, and she couldn't leave it open because of infection and also because of how it looked. And she asked me to come up with something that would help heal her skin so that she could at least go out and enjoy the time she had left. I created the Green Earth Salve. Actually, in the beginning, it was a paste, and I ground up the leaves of the plants in the green earth. She used it as a paste on the areas, and within a month her whole chest was healed except for a spot about the size of a quarter. She was so grateful that she could now go out and enjoy what time she had left, and she continued using it. But I realized if I was going to put this on the market for the general public, the paste was way too messy. So I turned it into a salve form so that it would be much more user-friendly.
And that user-friendly product is one of our flagship products today. And we are very grateful to have the wonderful herbs from Barbados grown locally. The Green Earth Salve is certainly what I would call a sleeping giant of a product, Amy.
Well, this episode has certainly been very insightful. The personable feel that E. Sandra Reeks and Amy would have contributed to this program has certainly made it very special. We've come to the end of another episode of Export Passport Radio Show. Next week, we will continue to hear from Sandra and Amy as they go more in-depth into the development and the history and the work they would have done with Export Barbados BIDC. Until next time, goodbye and God bless.
This segment was brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.